they carried it on the back, on the shoulder,
mm-hmm.
instead of in the arms.
Like Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And say a child learned something new, you want to know where he learned it, you'd say, who?
Who taught you that? Who told you that?
Okay. And there's something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child's walking along the top of a fence and you'd been afraid he was going to fall off and hurt himself. And then someone came running in and told you he'd fallen off. You say, well, I just
told him to get off of the fence. I just told him
uh-huh.
that he would fall off.
I just thought that was going to happen. I just
knew that was going to happen.
If you wanted to brighten up your room for a party and you had a lot of things growing in your yard, you'd go out and
cut some flowers.
And or if you didn't, say, cut them, you'd say you went out and
gathered some flowers.
Okay. And something that a child plays with, you'd call a
toy.
Any other name?
Well, a ball or whatever they're...
What about a play pretty? Did you ever call it a play
pretty?
Yes,
a play pretty. That's right. I've done that.
Is that the same thing as a toy?
Well, it's something, some kind of a toy, something they play with, yeah.
Uh-huh. And a child that's always running and telling on other children, you call him a...
Tattletale.
Would you call a grown person that?
Well, I think they have been called that.
What does that mean when you say it about a grown person?
Well, when you say it about a grown person, it's somebody that goes and tells that thing they hear.
It's a gossip, you mean?
Yeah, kind of a gossip.
Do you ever hear a tattletale called a pimp?
No.
And you say, I have just what him a letter.
I've just wrote him a letter.
And yesterday he...
And yesterday he answered it.
But yesterday he what me a letter.
Well, he wrote me a letter.
And tomorrow I'll
write him another letter.
And you say, I wrote him in his time I was getting a...
I wrote him in his time I'm getting was getting another letter.
Uh-huh.
I should be getting another letter.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you...
Address it.
Do you ever... Any other way to say that? Do you ever hear people say, back the letter?
Yeah. I back the letter. Or address it. Back the letter, that's the old saying.
Uh-huh.
I back the letter.
Do you say that?
No, I say address it now. I may have said it.
Uh-huh. You say, well, I couldn't write it because I didn't know his...
Address.
Huh?
Address.
And you say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go... What, somebody?
Ask your daddy.
Huh?
You better go ask your daddy.
Okay. So you say, so then he went and...
Ask his daddy.
And his daddy would say, now you've already... What me that before?
You've already asked me that before.
And if you ask someone a question, you expect to get a...
Answer.
And you'd say, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
On purpose.
And you'd say, she what him with a big knife.
She cut him with a big knife.
Or she
stabbed him with a big knife.
And if a teacher walks in a classroom and sees a picture on the blackboard, she might ask, who?
Who drew this picture?
And you'd say, you can't get through there because the highway department's got their machines in and the road's all...
Blocked?
Or talking about them tearing it up, you'd say the road's all...
All tore up or okay. Impassable.
And you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on her. You say, go ahead and...
Try it on.
Or...
Clamp it on.
Or in other words, the opposite of take it off is...
Put it on.
And you say, he moved here in 1960 and he's lived here
ever since.
And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to...
Block and tackle.
A block and tackle is one way you can lift things, and then there's cranes and...
Or anything else you'd say besides lift it?
Hoist it.
Would you use that?
No, I wouldn't.
And You say sometimes you feel your good luck comes just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes all.
Too often.
Or all.
Quite often.
Or suddenly.
All at once.
Okay. And if you got 20 bushels to the acre last year, and this year you got 40, you'd say this year's crop was exactly
twice as big as last year.
Okay. And say you had to get up and start work before the sun was shining. You say you had to start work before
day.
Before the sun rose.
Okay. Or before sunrise. Okay. And we worked until
sun
dark.
We worked until after sundown.
Okay. Just